morning is United States against Hernandez. Mr. Page will be appearing by speakerphone. Mr. Page, are you there? Mr. Page, please proceed.
Judge Rosner, good morning. How do you hope to get past United States versus Emmett? What you were saying about Emmett, the focus, of course, has to be on the language of 2X1.1, which is the guideline you would like us to use, and as it were, the exception for conspiracies or attempts where the substantive offense is substantially completed or interrupted on the verge. And the holding of Emmett was that it was interrupted on the verge in the same. Well, in that particular case, and it's hard for me to see in this case why the number of times somebody tries to do it is terribly pertinent. You can attempt to rob a couple of banks, but it doesn't mean that you didn't attempt to rob each one along the way. And we were focusing on, in a sense, what interrupted you. It was just sort of the unexpected lack of cooperation in both cases of the people in the bank. Mr. Hernandez have had to do in order to retrieve the money? In other words, would he have had to leap over the teller's cage? Would he have had to just put his hand in? What would he have had to do?
Well, I'm not sure. I would assume that he would have to demand the money. I would assume the teller would have to hand him the money.
the record tell us if the money was in plain sight?
I don't think the record's clear on that, Your Honor. But again, going back to Judge Grosser's question, the focus is that the line on whether or not, and they have all the evidence in their financial office, and they concluded that because
what about the government's other, this is Judge Wood, the government's other argument about the language of this statute, which the district court was looking at? Is it inconceivable to you that Congress may have thought that attempted bank robberies are in and of themselves a dangerous sort of activity to engage in, that it frightens people, that it's worthy of condemnation in and of itself? The question is really whether, if you've already done all of the things that Congress chose to condemn, why do you get a sentencing discount? Isn't 2X1.1 something that's supposed to give you the discount if you did not, in fact, do all of the things that Congress is condemning?
Well, no, Congress would agree that maybe
would we be wrong if we believed that he was interrupted by an event that was beyond his control? Was what happened beyond his control? To cooperate. Isn't that beyond his control? You're saying that if that the employee said, no, we won't, he could have stayed and said, oh, yes, you will, and then they would have said, oh, no, we won't?
You have only about 30 seconds left, so if you want to save any time, this would be a good time to do it.
Thank you,
Judge.
Thank you.
Mr. Gilmore.
Please, the court, Greg Gilmore for the United States. Your Honors, I believe this court's opinion in U.S. versus Emmett does foreclose the possibility of applying 2X1.1. The facts in Emmett may be slightly different, but they're about as close as you can get, I think. I don't think there's a rational difference between Emmett's handing the teller's note that says, give me all your money or give me your money, and what happened here, which is the robbers run in, one of them brandishing a weapon, flashing it around, pointing it, slams it down on the teller counter, says, give me all your money, give me all your money now. There's a pause, a delay. Then there's stronger language, basically repeated. The only thing left was for the victim to comply. And in Emmett, it talks about how the mere fact the defendant could have tried to do something else doesn't entitle him to a guideline decrease. That same rationale applies here. The robbers in this case could have shot somebody, could have jumped over, could have done other things. They didn't. They would have been penalized further had they done that, but it doesn't show a rationale, it doesn't justify the fact that they didn't, applying the decrease. Also, I think this case, the facts of this case, provide a good rationale for not, for not applying the decrease to attempted bank robbery, in that all the danger was done.
Where do you draw the line, though? If they had walked into the bank lobby and looked around and said to themselves, boy, this looks like a pretty well-secured bank, let's leave, does that make them guilty of attempted bank robbery? And would 2X1.1, or does that mean they just never did anything that you would indict them for?
Well, Your Honor, they could be brought into court. Let's say that they were arrested shortly thereafter with a gun, and one of them is a felon, the charge of felon in possession. I think that there's a good argument that the court could apply a cross-reference to the bank robbery if there was other evidence to support the fact that they intended to rob the bank. In such a case, I think it may be appropriate to apply 2X1.1 in that they didn't complete that substantive offense of 2113A, attempted bank robbery. So in that case, I think there could be an application, or it would be proper to apply 2X1.1. When you have a case, though, when somebody does all they have to do to rob the bank, attempt to rob the bank, that is, demand money, flash the gun, those sorts of things, I think you've crossed the line and you're away from 2X1.1.
You know, when 2X1.1B1 speaks of a defendant being interrupted from completing all the acts by apprehension or by some similar event beyond the defendant's control, does some similar event include the refusal of the employees to hand the money over?
I believe it does, Your Honor. I believe that you've basically got a non-compliant victim, or, if you will, a victim who's not going to comply with the demand. That is something beyond your control or beyond the defendant's control. Pick your victim as you, or can't pick your victim, I guess. In this case, Ed and Emmett, the robbers ran into people who, for whatever reason, just didn't comply. Now, it could have been any a number of reasons, but the fact is they did all they had to do. All that had to happen to complete the crime was handing over the money.
But you know, the usual attempt offense doesn't include an element of voluntary withdrawal. I mean, you normally are trying to commit the offense and something happens, which means that it doesn't come to fruition. And it's a little odd to get this voluntary withdrawal notion into bank robberies or the guidelines.
I agree, Your Honor. I think that some of that language in Emmett, where the court talks about thought he had done everything that was necessary and then did it again, Mr. Page's argument that there was repeated conduct, that may provide some rationale, but in my view, it doesn't. The statement that he did it that way, didn't get any money, did the exact same thing again because he thought that's how you rob a bank, I don't think it holds water, because the purpose of robbing the bank is to get money. So I would think that you go in, do something, doesn't work out, don't get any money. Most people would try something a little different, I think. So I don't think that really supports that rationale.
Let me ask you a variation of the question I asked Mr. Page, which is, even if the employees you know, refused to hand over the money, couldn't have retrieved it himself? Isn't there some way he could have retrieved it himself?
I think there could be, Your Honor. I'm just not sure because the facts, the record doesn't show that. We don't have a statement of whether the tellers need to do something to open the drawers or there's a combination you need to put in to open the drawers or open the safe, that sort of thing. It's a situation where these robbers rush in. It's a very small facility, Athens State Bank. Athens is a very small town north of Springfield. Demand the money, no reaction. Demand it again, no reaction. Bang this gun down, and it makes a very large or loud noise. And at that point, I think there's the anxiety is lifted, increased, and robbers basically look at each other, nobody complies, and they leave.
You have baffled bank robbers and baffled employees.
I suppose that's true, Your Honor. In this case, it just didn't work out as far as getting money. I also would note that if a robber robs a bank and gets more than $10,000, there are the level increases in the offense level. So if you do come away with money, there can be increases which would raise the offense level. Court doesn't have any other questions, I'll have a seat.
Thank you, Mr. Gilmore. Anything further, Mr. Page?
Just finally, thank you. Just a couple comments. The first comment being the reference to Emmett, the case between Emmett and himself. This is how serving this court in Emmett that Emmett had completed all the aftermath of their time. He believed that necessary to complete the robbery.
Appreciate your willingness to accept the appointment in this case and the assistance you've been to both your client and the